Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roy Masters, and I know that so-and-so is giving the state of whatever it is. It's a state of something. It's a kind of big mess. I hope you tune him out and listen to me. I have a lot to say, and you can call me 800-866-8883. I would like to know how many people are listening to the State of the Union or the State of the State, or God knows, I know without him telling me, he's going to just lie and take credit for causing you to fall apart. And so, but he thinks that is his pleasure. That's why he feels so entitled. That's why he feels so confident. He's getting away with it, okay? So do me a favor. You want to listen to the State of the Union? Do it some other time. It costs me money to, the foundation money, to do this program. I really want to help you. And you don't want to get ticked off either watching him. If you don't mind, he's not going to say anything that's worth anything. We could just get rid of the mainstream media. He'll shrivel up to like a little, tiny little creature. He really is inside. See, Hitler was his own wicked man. He didn't need any, you know, any media. He didn't know. He did it. He hypnotized the whole nation all by himself. I mean, he took it over. He was a master hypnotist. And so we need to discuss a very important subject. And the subject I promised you was a subject I wrote about. Let me see the date. July 2004. Of course, this is a compilation of many of the things I've discovered, and since discovered even more about how evil people control others and make them unwary of where their thoughts are coming from and why they're losing their freedoms and why they're getting sick and dying, etc., etc., etc. And so I would like you to share with you this evening, and to the degree I hope you've tuned that so-and-so in, tuned in out, and tuned me in, then you can call me about what I'm about to say. And the question is, as I explained it, as I promised to share it with you today, can terrorists compel voters? Is it possible to swerve loyalties? In this case, the present president, or the non-present president, any way you want to put it, I can't say it the way I really want to say it, if you know what I mean. But he needs media. So he's not a self-made tyrant. The forces that you need to look at is the media. And how did the media become so left-wing scumbags? See? And I would very much appreciate being interviewed by one of those, because I'm quite good at playing with their brain. Much better than I was many years ago when I still could do it. I was just in my learning, it was a learning curve. See, I don't mind hypnotizing the hypnotist. I don't mind playing with the brain of what you call the mainstream media, because that's easy. A simple thing. The skill that I've developed. But the skill for you is to awaken you from a hypnotic state you know nothing about. The number is 800 866-88-83. My name's Ryan Masters, and it will be for a long time. Thank you, as long as you support my program. 800-866-8883, 6 to 9, weekdays, West Coast time. Thank you. Yes, but that's, we will, but it's not a, I'll get to that.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, I'm going to speak on the subject of our disunion and how it caused to destroy each other, which is missing in the State of the Union. So do yourself a favor, if you're listening to the State of the Union. I know I can't reach you, so, but the point is, you're just turning, you know it's there, but just be glad you actually took what I said. How can I say it? I got to shape my idea a little better before I continue. Because I can help you to understand how you are becoming destroyed, self-destructing, and with lots of faith from the forces you can't see. And the subject tonight now is to explain your disunion and to make it you a country of Americans again, not Americans, but Americans, okay? Is to understand what you're up against. I want to make visible what you cannot see, which is invisible. I will make it visible just by words, just by where I'm coming from, just because I'm different from those people, and because I understand hypnosis so well as to even though I practiced hypnosis, the Institute hypnosis for God knows how many years, before I realized, my God, people can't get cured by hypnosis. I actually, it didn't take long before I began to see that. That I somehow had a strange difference. I want to read something to you. Let me see if I can find this. It's right here. Okay, let me read something to you. This is the Houston Press front page. I don't know if you can get this anymore, but you can get a copy of it if you want it. Okay? There's a picture of me on the front page. And there's a little girl, 6 years old, and she's smiling at me, and I'm smiling at her on the left-hand side. And this is how it is, the front page. Right on the top of the front page, half the paper, okay? Half that page. Hypnotist stops the pain of a broken arm. And it is 1957, about the time I was practicing hypnosis, okay? Wanting to understand how Hitler was able to take ordinary people, the same ordinary people that we killed off the unnatural, inordinate people. And we killed a lot of them. And we died a lot. We lost a lot of our own people. Horrible. You know, England lost about 150 million of young people. That's not a big country. It's only about 50 million people. It's a huge loss. America lost 500,000. You know, it all could have been avoided. But you see, that my interest is, I looked across the ocean in my mind, so to speak. How does he do this? How were they born that way? No, they're not born that way, but what happened? It was Hitler, Adolf Hitler. He had an understanding of it, a very dark, dark understanding of it. Very, very skillful. And it was the result of the mistakes they made in the armistice. And I forget the name of it. There was some, I can't remember, because I'm getting old and I don't have to. You know what I'm talking about. I think it's something of Versailles Agreement. I got it. It's very close, but it's not the right thing. Somebody can call me up and say, here it is. Thank you very much. But you know, the Treaty of Versailles, there it is. I'm not as old as I and I sound, am I? So, here. Back there, wasn't that old then. Anyway, I'm talking about when I'm just 15, 16, 17 maybe. It was a long time ago. But I had to find out. And I looked for books. Couldn't find any that was worth a tinker's cuss. And then I tried to practice it. And the first person I practiced it on was a friend of my mother, a friend in the First World War. And her name was Mina, and she was very suggestible. And it was easy. I took away a headache. And she says, oh, how did you do that? And then she died. And I remember, for some reason, she died from cancer. You know, where you give all your life, you slowly, but it's blood cancer giving your... There's so many different names of cancer, but it's the when you give yourself too much to people. See, and I remembered, yes, she was looking for approval, always looking, such a sweet and wonderful lady. And she was giving her life forces. And I was putting these things together and matching other people. If you ask me, for example, right now, I'm coming to my point. I may get, you know, stuck along the way. I'll come back to my point. These are very important pieces. And it doesn't connect properly yet with what I'm going to say about, you know, my opening salvo. I just want to say that if you tell me that a person dies, you call me, says my mother and my father died from, and I don't remember the name of the kind of cancer, but you slowly but surely give up your energy to other people. I don't have a name for it. What's the name for it, David? Leukemia. They have a name for it. Leukemia is a very special medicine. That's exactly what I wanted. Thank you very much for that. Because you see, I see that's got a name to it because it has a behavior. And so you could just as easily hypnotize a person and make him a bully that sucks the life out of a person. But they're both sick. They're one feeds the other. So you got a bully and a coward, a person who appeases people and wants to be loved all the time and becomes addicted to giving herself for the sake of the idea that she is good when she is very weak and feeble and loving. And so that reason, she was very suggestible to me. All I said, close your eyes, you're asleep. Whoop, she was already. And I said, you don't have a headache anymore. And it's not the right way to do this, but the point is, I got in there. She said, can you get rid of my headache? But the point is, what I could have got rid of was her cancer, because fast forward 20 years, she died from cancer. What was the name of the cancer you gave David? Leukemia. And so therefore, I'm going to ask you, just for the sake of, for the fun of it, I don't know if it's correct or not, but do you know somebody who died from leukemia? Okay, let's take a listen. And was the basic aspect of her behavior appeaser? Did they get? Were they the kindest people you ever met? And would give the last shirt off their body to a person and feel justified in some sort of way, sick way. If you know somebody like that, then you have a better have them call me, but not tonight. I'm just making a point, because hypnosis sucks. Don't you ever go to a hypnotist, because they're Hitlers. I used to be one, in a manner of speaking, but I quickly, in my naivete, awakened. Oh my God, everybody's coming to see me. I've opened the Institute of Hypnosis. God knows how many years it is, I forgot. It could be 3, 4, 5 years. It's a long time ago. And I have this picture. Let me read you the picture. Okay? Let me read you the story. The Houston Press, you might be able to get a copy of this. It's 1957. I told her not to listen to all the noise around her. Then a neighbor, used love to help injured child. I want you to notice that the paper used the word hypnotist, but then I used love to help the injured child. Bingo! There's something different. There's something very odd about what happened to that kid. I'll read it to you. A 6-year-old girl by Michael Dorman, staff writer, Houston Press. Doesn't exist anymore. A 6-year-old screamed in torment with a broken left arm dangling at her side. Valerie Schroeder had fallen off a bicycle and her parents' home at 8520 Glenview, and her little arm was twisted grotesquely. The pain seemed unbearable, and her well-meaning neighbors had rushed to her aid, could do nothing to help. Panic was beginning to conquer the neighbors when Roy Masters, who lived down the street from Valerie, arrived on the scene. Mr. Masters put his hand on Valerie's head and spoke a few gentle words to her. And in about a minute, the screaming child had been transformed into a docile little girl. She said, "I no longer feel any pain." Mr. Masters' method, hypnotism. No, it wasn't. I had a different something there that I didn't know. And that's why I came to understand that hypnosis is a dangerous thing. And we'll talk about that. When you get upset, or when you become an appeaser, like the lady I described who had, what was the name of that? David. I keep forgetting it. Leukemia. Okay. It's a typecast. But the very same casting could produce a bully that sucks the life out of the person who's willing to give themselves up for the bully's approval. And that is what happens. That is a relationship with one person to another, taking the life and causing the other person to give their lives to the bully. So they never live their own life, but they only need the love of the bully, who doesn't look like a bully to them, until the bully decides he wants more. And then all of a sudden you react. She reacts. Or you would react. And you get upset. Oh, and you get angrier, and more of him gets inside you, and then you are becoming him. And the only way you can become you again you're never going to be able to come you again, because you ain't sitting on the holy grail. No, it's not a holy grail. It's a seat of the holy. It's a seat inside yourself which you sit upon if you are in charge of yourself. But something else sits unholy in the place of the holy and then becomes more subjective to the bully and giving more and more of yourself until you have no life of your own. And that can happen to the whole country.
You're listening, sisters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Did you find that interesting? I've got more to read on the front page. I'm not going to do that. I am going to continue now. I made a point, and my subject matter is really, but I had to lay a foundation of some kind. Can terrorists compel voters? Is it possible to swerve loyalties? Yes. I can do it, but I have to pay. I have to suffer now. If I did this, if I played that role, which I know well to do, I die inside because I have a conscience. I cannot. I want. It's a dark force. I said a few moments ago, when a person gives in, appeases the bully. There's something in the bully gets inside, okay? It's like Dracula. The weak person is terrified into submission. She takes off the garland of garlic and the cross, and the vampire bites and drinks the blood and puts something of himself in the person. And the person then takes on the identity of the identity. No longer the child of God, but now there's an identity there, a conflict with God. But now the only life she can have is to give life to the vampire, to give more blood, to give her the idea that she is beloved. So she's a slave, but she thinks she's giving is love. And you are dying from this, not necessarily with what's the name of that? Leukemia. I got it. I wrote it down. So anybody who has leukemia, listen to me. I'm just taking one thing because it fits so nicely with my beginning of my journey. See, you've never heard a program like this before. And you never, if I'm not here, you're not going to hear it again, except you're going to hear it when I'm dead and pushing up the daisies and with refeeds for the next 50 years. So don't worry, you can support my program. And let me give you the phone number so you can actually intelligently talk to me. Because if the State of the Union or the Onion, if everybody's listening to that, we'll just refeed this program because it's getting good. It's saying something. So let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. And we begin at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. West Coast time. That's it. And weekdays. So now let me turn. You see, I've been teasing you. I don't mean to. But you see, I get new people listening every night. So I just can't start exactly where I left off. But I just want to introduce myself in this way, that I know how to play that role and how to screw somebody's mind and they wouldn't know it. But I don't. What I want you to do is that to show you that your mind is being screwed and you don't see it. Because there's something about that in you that doesn't want to see that it's not you anymore. Nor was it ever you from the day you were born. You're typecast. You rebel or you conform. And then you take in that course of rebelling and conforming. So you go out and you get drunk and you become a bully like your father. Or you become a bully, but then you find a bigger bully than yourself and you give your submit to him because he is more ruthless and you need to be more of who that person is because he seems to be getting somewhere as a gang leader. See, and you have a relationship, a family with bad guys. See, and so there's so many variations of behavior. Or you feel so empty you want to eat. You feel empty, so you fill yourself with food and you can't stop. You've made food, which is essential, an addiction. And that but then it will give you diabetes and heart problem and your legs will rot. See? So you've got the same problem. You have the void, the emptiness. You're playing still footsies with the devil, except your behavior is different. But you die from a different behavior, but it's still the same evil operating through the person you're giving yourself to, or the person is causing that person to give themselves to you. How many of you, please, will recognize the symptoms I have just laid before you? I'm going to give a phone number. There's got to be somebody not listening to this. I think, Papa, I'll just refeed this program because I'm saying things very clearly this evening. And I don't think a second hour, you should miss. I know the State of the Union, which is horrible. And the scumbag is doing it, excuse the expression. And lying through his teeth. But remember, this is not an original. I'm an original. I'm not proud of that. Don't get me wrong. But he is a puppet of Russia. See? He's also a puppet. He's a conflict. He's also a puppet of, that religion. Okay? It's in your mind. Do I have to tell you? He's also a Muslim, and a hostile one too, a hater of the Western world. So this is a perfect choice for people like Putin to pick and to program him. So he's not a tyrant like you think he is. The tyrant you have to look overseas. That's the one that's been controlling him, or their forebearers. See, and setting him up with enough money to have an education, blah blah. Black sheep, have you any wool? Okay, and so this is my state of the onion, union. Excuse me. And so you see, this person. What we need to do is see the how he gets his work power. It is the way the mainstream media victims of schooling and education have been programmed. In the universities. I do hope you're listening to me. If you are a left-wing subject of the mainstream media. And so you come on my program, you have a nice chat with me, and you'll fall apart. Excuse me. You'll fall apart. You will do exactly as I tell you. You'll fall apart. I'm just telling you because you've already lost. You've already lost who you are. I do hope you like this program. And so I am going to ask David when I finish this program. I know that you're listening to the State of the Union, But I'm coming on just the same. I had a good mind to just put him on and just make comments while he's speaking. But what I'm saying is very important. And let me just, I come back from the break here. I would just, first of all, I'll carry on with the idea that as an individual, you'll lose your individuality by reading the newspapers and watching TV and buying lies. See? And depending upon what kind of person you are, if you're an appeaser, which most people are, you will believe lies. You'll believe the lie of love, because you will misunderstand, not grasp the fact that you need to love somebody, and you look for love and it will always be in the wrong places, always. See, and in that need to be loved, see, you pull up the devil, you tend to pull up from hell, in a manner of speaking, people who know how to take advantage of your need to be for a sense of worth that's worthless. There's many versions of that. But looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love will always cause the dark side of an individual to rise to the occasion of that weakness and suck on you. Sucker, that's what you call sucker. Okay? So here's my phone number, 800-866-8883. I'm going to continue with my thoughts now in a few moments. May I suggest that if you are interested in what I'm telling you, I want to help you overcome what's overcome you. That is my work, to de-mesmerize you. But you only can happen if you're willing to see your flaw. You have to see, for example, if you're an appeaser, which most of you are, you could be a bully to one person and an appeaser to somebody bigger than yourself. You could actually play two roles. See? And then do unto others what was done unto you, which is the way you lose your country. See? And it's another subject. But you see where I'm going with that. I do. And so, what I'm trying to get you to see is what you don't want to see about yourself. And you know, that this anger and frustration that has robbed you because something has bitten you. Something has bitten you when you're a kid. And when you're a kid, in school or home and elsewhere, as a continuum of the problem, the behavior you have. The behavior is all different behaviors. Thousands of different behaviors. So it looks like everybody's different. No, everybody's the same. The people that eat too much are the same. The people that drink too much are the same. Same thoughts. Same thoughts. How many of you make an excuse? Of course, everybody puts their hand up. That is the evidence you've been mesmerized. That's the evidence.
To Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now I'm going to actually tell you about terrorists compelled to voters. I've actually seen, I've told you, your president is not a Hitler. He is not his own person, his own rotten person. He is the rotten person has been created from a little good kid. So in other words, somebody meddled with him as he came into the world and educated him and programmed him to be this because he had all the characteristics of communism and Muslim. So they both hate the Western world. What a wonderful thing. So he knows how to... He is programmed. This man is a programmed person. Hello? This man is a programmed person. He is not a Hitler. He's an ordinary man with kids. He knows not what he does. He's not fully aware of what he's doing. But he's glorified because people, certain people who put him up to that, love him. Okay. Naturally, he loves to have power. But he didn't get power of himself. He's doing to others what he was taught to do. Okay. And there's a system in that. If anybody wants to talk to me about how we do it, how that would pass on, where we'd get the information to do this and that, there's communication between him and the Arab world, not the Arab world, but the Muslim world. Yes, the ones that want to kill Americans, that kind of thing. He has sympathy for that. But he's acting the part that he's been programmed to play. And he is proud of that. He feels secure with that, with the support, the background support that put him there. He's doing a good job. But the people he's working on, he's like a vampire. He makes them dependent on them by giving them stuff. See? And intimidating people by not doing what he promises to deliver. And to create, for example, a problem like the depression. So you lose your job and your wife gets angry with you and you get angry with your wife. And you have to go on the dole and you have to go on welfare. And that's embarrassing. And you find out that you get more money on the welfare than you can get because wages are dropping. And so you see, you get absorbed. And after a while you think, I can get more money, you see? And you hate it and love it. You have a hate-love relationship. But now you're part of the system. See? There's millions of them. And you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. An army is forming. And pretty soon you're going to see, as we approach 2016, you're going to see that he has an army. He's already told the police to turn back the military equipment. And he said, well, who's going to be using it? Him. He's going to have an army as big. It's all being done with a certain Muslim person. I can't think of his name right now. His name is, I got it here, Farrakhan. Yeah. He's got this secret thing, and they're being trained in secret. There's going to be a smaller American army and a bigger one of them. You can say goodbye to your country and see that you can't love this man, but you love him because he loves you. See? And he loves you because you're broken and you need the love of a tyrant or a Dracula. He's playing the role of a Dracula. He feels powerful as he demoralizes you. All right. So, let me just... Listen, I'm not doing many commercials here. I just got to say this. Michael Moore, I say, can terrorists compel voters? Yes. It's possible to swerve loyalties? Yes. And those of you who are weak, those of you who are appeasers, will have forces behind you telling you what a wonderful person you are. So be appeasers. That's what love is. No, it's not. Appeaser is... A person who is an appeaser creates war. So there's something pushing behind them to glorify their giving of themselves. At the same time, they're going to give themselves to people because they're afraid to speak up to people. And they go along to the strongest horse. Have you heard anybody say it better than that? No. That's why you're not calling. You're either raptured with the things I'm saying, or caught up with that so-and-so doing that betrayer, doing the whatever it is with the nation. Michael Moore created a movie called Fahrenheit 9/11 to sway the election by using propaganda. That is the media, right? He has not. He's not on his own person. He needs all the media, and there's lots of media who have been programmed to be to think they're American. They are communists who think they're American because they're born here. So therefore, the communist idea in them is how it works. I'm in America, and this is how Americans think. And we wanted to bring everybody to think this way, because we're not. See how that works? He's complete. The media is completely bamboozled, and will do. And in the business of bamboozling you, but they can't help themselves. The poor little buggers. See. So, anyway, Fahrenheit 9/11. Michael Moore made this movie and to sway the election. Propaganda used by techniques of the Nazis, the Chinese, and the Soviets. They used it on their own people. In 1962, Frank Sinatra did just the opposite. He made a film called The Manchurian Candidate, and he showed it to Americans, how to thorough brainwashing people, how thorough brainwashing is to subvert the electoral process. It was John F. Kennedy's favorite film, it was mine too. A remake of the magnificent film is in the works. No, it was no damn good. The remake, don't go to its color. No good. Go to get one with Frank Sinatra in 1962. To wit, a train bombing in Madrid is a dramatic example of mass mind manipulation through psychopolitical subversion. Capitalizing on a climate of anxiety and shock, the socialist opposition party literally hypnotized the Spanish people to turn against their own government. And they had a decent government. Now, at that time, they had a really bad one. Exploiting the heightened anxiety of the masses, the political opponent seized upon the moment to blame the government. What happened, how it happened is that they blew up a train and killed, got hundreds of people. And they blamed it on the government. And when they blame it on the boat, they believed it. Because the shock and the media was right on it and in on it. So you see how this works. Create shock and take over. And especially if you have media. Now, Hitler was a person who could do this all by himself without a media. He was everything. He's a real psychopath. You could eat your liver. You know that person in Silence of the Lambs? What was the name of it? Hannibal Lecter? That's a typical one. Then you have a sociopath who's sweeter. Sweet is the sweetest, wonderful person. And makes everybody feel so important, wonderful. So he kills his mother, and they put him in front of a jury. He says, please, you don't do anything to me. I'm an orphan. And they'd buy it. I'm just making up something to make a point. How powerful a person is, a personality can be. A poisonality. Okay. So, by exploiting the heightened anxiety in the masses, the political opposition seized the moment to blame the government. Terrified into a state of high suggestibility, the traumatized Spanish people bought the lie and elected a Manchurian candidate. And they may never know what hit them, even to this day. So socialists and the terrorists shared a common goal. One wanted to be in power, and the other also wanted to be in power to destroy the West, because they must have had a collision of some kind. We got to work together. So one of us wins, so to speak. So you must not underestimate the conversion shock value of another 9/11. That could stress Americans who are already stressed and very into sympathy with the devil. It's a terrorist cause. See? And when we don't do much, we tend to say, we don't do much, we might as well give in to... That's the mind. When the president doesn't do anything, and stress, and people get murdered, and letting people into the country, you know, who are young people, criminals, Muslims, the wrong kind of Muslims, not the bad, not the good ones, but the bad ones. See, but you see, he's got the whole army of people. That's why he wants them in. There's, I think last time that I read the paper, there was over 300 people came in from Syria. Only one was a Christian. And you don't get it, do you? And so the borders have been open for God knows how many years. You don't need a passport to come through the borders. There's thousands of them here. There are hundreds of thousands of them here. All they need is a signal while you're watching your TV and your love stories. See? I got to want to wake you up. And I'm not a very great favorite of the press. I do hope the press is listening to me and realizing the harm they're doing and recognizing God forgive them. God forgives them. Because they forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they do, but they did it. And the whole country will do unto others what was done unto them. Jesus says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But you don't know how to do that. You've been mesmerized. You can only do what's wrong, even if you want to do right. Cancer, anybody? Okay. What's the name of it again? I forgot it. Leukemia. Cancer, anybody? Everybody who has leukemia, fit that description, is giving his life to another person for approval. You're giving your life. Just like the person, you know, who Dracula bites. And she gives in, she's weak. She gives in, she's shocked. Like a snake affects a bird. And she gives in some of her blood. But because she gives in, she takes the name, the identity of the bully. The vampire. And in doing so, giving herself, disconnects from God. But needing the approval, needing this new self sitting unholy on the place of the holy, needs energy. The energy we are talking about is counter to that. So this program is not so much with commercials. It's got to be said. This is my State of the Union. It's not very good. And you shouldn't be listening to that guy. You should take this program and share it with somebody else. Okay, so where were we? I'm speaking now to some screens, video screens. There's people out there. I know. I wanted to parallel. I wanted to do the program parallel to him, hoping that enough people were listening, knowing that they won't. So we're going to refeed this program. We hope he's finished that, so you can turn into listening to what I'm saying in this program. And so, this is what I would do just for tonight. So, I'm having his speech recorded so I can just listen to my leisure. But now you've been hoping recorded. You can get the program of this. The refeed will also have this program. And you go to my website, fhu.com. And you can also, by the way, listen to my radio show, Advice Line, or download my radio show on an app available now as at the Apple App Store and Android Google Play. This is a tongue twister for me to say that, but I think you know what it is. So I want you to listen to this again, and if you just came in, it's going to repeat itself. This is my State of the Union. It's in shambles. And you do not understand this mysterious hand that is taking hold of you, destroying your values, and causing sicknesses and diseases, and rising to the occasion, and evil coming illegally, and evil coming legally, as if drugs and alcohol and all the different psychiatries and techniques can make you better. No, they all, nearly all of them make you worse. 95% of you are dying from the treatment. I've been through that. I was one of the 95 that didn't die because I learned something on my way, my journey. I'm stronger than I've been for a long time.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So you must not underestimate the conversion shock value of another 9/11 that could stress Americans into sympathy with the devil, the terrorist cause. And you wouldn't be able to help yourself. And it could be lots of little shocks. You know, there's another policeman murdered, another black guy being killed, whatever it is, or making, especially trying to create a racial thing. That's the what they want to do. Create a racial thing. And revolution, martial law, all that kind of stuff. Your media is dangerous. I can't say it's wicked because wickedness is in every one of us to some degree. But a lot of people enjoy demoralizing other people because they get the sense of power from making others more powerless. And there's more of them, it becomes your government because each one of them gets a little thrill because they're getting paid twice as much as you do, at least three times as much. And then being rewarded for being, you know, they feel very secure. And they can hurt you and not get hurt back. It's simple. It's part of it. It's being near the top, you can't do anything wrong. And near the bottom, you can't do anything right. And you're both wrong. The top is wrong and the bottom is wrong. But I'm trying to say too. So domestic enemies, so aligned, wait for the moment to likewise point the finger of blame or to point your attention away from it. See? So, and talk about some nothing. There's somebody, you know, had a fight with him, some famous person does something wrong. So the maxim of Karl Marx is accuse others of what you do. It really does work. See? Under duress, we all grow more suggestible in our struggle. We're struggling with ourselves. But the self you're struggling with is eating you. In other words, you're suppressing it, but it's making you do something because you don't want to face it. And it doesn't want, whatever's inside you, whatever identity is inside you, doesn't want you to see it. So you tend to want to take your frustration out on somebody else. Because you become one of them. You're sitting unholy in the place of the holy. You understand that when I spoke about Dracula. So the victim gives her love, her life force to the Dracula. But at the same time, giving the blood to the Dracula is opposite to salvation. Jesus kind of thing. And therefore the disconnect happens. It means that the holy part of you, part that sees and understands, is able to deal with all these things and not be afraid of anybody or anything, or Dracula even. It frightens Dracula. I frighten Dracula. Just by getting on my radio program, it frightens people like that. You could be driving in your car and you say, you thought you had a friend. All of a sudden, you say, listen, that guy, they want to jump out of the car. I don't want anything to do with you. And you don't want anything to do with them because you don't know that that friend is a fiend. Only when you listen to what he recognizes himself, which he doesn't want to do. All of a sudden, he feels exposed, and you can see your passenger is exposed, and really you're getting irritable. All I'm doing is telling you the truth. I didn't know he was listening. All right, so it's well known to all con men and psychopoliticians that is, in fact, any severe emotional trauma tends to open the mind to suggestion from the shock source, no matter how absurd it might be. No matter how absurd, hatred towards a cruel, violent person will often create a bond of morbid sympathy with them, especially where their madness represents itself as salvation and sanity. Okay. Americans fought World War II on two fronts against demoralized multitudes. They died, killed and died and killed and died. It was unnecessary. All you had to do is put a heart stake to the Hitler because he was the root of it. Kill that collapse. Because the whole bunch were connected to that God. Kill it. That's what they tried to do. But you couldn't kill it. There's many attempts to kill Hitler, and they got caught. He was too smart, clever, wicked, cunning. There's another one coming. But over my dead body, if you don't mind me saying so. That's not an invitation, if you don't mean. You understand? So, the World War II on two fronts, demoralized multitudes, we kill each other. And through group excitement and hateful propaganda, evil men appeared in glorious light. Likewise, traumas in your own child may have affected you more than you can possibly realize. And throughout your life, your programmed loyalties tend to pass on and get worse and worse. You get more and more of an appeaser. You become more and more of a bully. And then the bully is an appeaser becomes an appeaser to a bully bigger than him. See, it's a chain of command. Do unto others what was done unto you. That is, whatever is done to whatever government you put in, whatever you're taught in school, once you lost your virtues, and once you're encouraged to have sex before marriage, and after a while everybody got anxiety when we got marijuana. All of a sudden, marijuana becomes a recreational thing, see? And it's not. See? Anyway, that's my program for tonight. And I hope you awakened yourself, and I'm going to refeed this program. Well, if it's the second hour, it won't be refed. Okay. The third hour won't be fed. Okay, thank you very much for listening and support my program. 1 minute, let me tell you, if you like what I'm saying. That was my State of the Union. And so I'm glad I said it took an hour. Thank you very, very much for listening and support my program. Because I'm waking you up, aren't I? I'm not putting you to sleep like they did in school and your angry father and your mother had some influence on you, etc., etc. And then you go to the wrong people. You are associated with the wrong people that support you. The foundation of human understanding I represent. I hope it in a way that you've never heard before and it will free you to become an American again. 800-877-3227, 800-877-3227, that's my office business hours, West Coast time.